From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Well, California Farm Bureau recognized efforts in the state legislature to honor farm workers' vital role in California agriculture through the designation of Farm Workers Day. Assembly Bill 2156 renames March 31st as Farm Workers Day, formerly Cesar Chavez Day, to acknowledge the commitment and contributions farm workers make to sustain the state's agricultural production. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas says farm workers are at the heart of every harvest and their contributions deserve recognition. The EPA released the long-awaited final renewable fuel standards volume obligations for 2026 and 27, and U.S. ag groups responded positively. Renewable Fuels Association's Jeff Cooper says the final rule locks in the highest ever renewable fuel volume obligations and provides clarity for farmers, ethanol producers, oil refiners, and fuel distributors. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says these increased targets for biodiesel and renewable diesel send a strong signal to the marketplace. Well, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced new actions aimed at boosting the supply of American-born, raised, and harvested beef by signing a memorandum of understanding that strengthens coordination, cuts red tape, and delivers tangible support for America's farmers and ranchers. The agreement ensures more efficient, transparent, and responsive grazing management on federal lands. Rollins says this sends a clear message. The Trump administration is putting America's farmers and ranchers first.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.